Yes, ma uchiskiyo. According to chiskiyo, l'may hulchasto ishkis yam l'mayim. How come the Torah had to say like a heter, blood, the yisra of blood has a heter like water? Because chiskiyo says that only if it says lo yeyoshel doesn't mean yisra hano. Or if Sam says like blood, it says Sam don't eat it, so it only means achila is also. But hano we know is mutter. So why does the Torah have to say that dam is like water? It's more like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim ledam kodeshim shein lemachshe. How do I know that the blood that comes out of a korban, of a hema that's used for korban by kodeshim, the blood doesn't have the same liquid to it, that if it falls on an oichel, it's not mashe the oichel of kabotum. Even though regular blood, by echulin, we had the pasuk before, the blood is like water, so just like when water falls upon an oichel, it's master the kabotumah, who are in blood could also be master the kabotumah. But dam that comes out by kodeshim is different. How do I know that from? Shemama, the pasuk says, don't eat the blood, but rather spill the blood on the ground like water. This is the drosh ridashin, that blood has a din like water. Ridashin, dam shenishpach kamayim machshir. The blood that you could just throw it on the floor, like you have no use for it. Such blood is cool like water, that it could be machshir. If it falls upon an oichel, it makes that oichel roi to a kabel tumah. Ma'asenkein she'ema nishpach kamayim, let's say you have blood, that you're not allowed to stamp throw it on the floor, like a korban. When you shech the korban, you bring a korban, after you make the shechita, there's a mitzvah kabbalat adam. Praying has to take a kli shoris and receive the dam in the kli. So that blood you can't stamp spill on the floor. There's a mitzvah to mekablet in the kli. So that dam, the dam by a korban, is not called dam shenispa kamayim. Mela ain't a machshir. Therefore, such blood, the blood of a korban, is not machshir. That's why the Torah says that dam is like water. Not to tell us dam is like water that's mutter b'ano, because according to Chizkiyah, pshit is mutter b'ano. But the Chizkiyah of the Pasuk is that blood is like water, that it could be machshir kabotumah, only blood that could be spilled on the floor like water could be spilled. By taking dam of kodeshim that you need, mela, you can't, it doesn't have a din of water to be machshir kabotumah. For the Gemara, v'arei eva minachai. There's an if, so you're not allowed to eat eva minachai. That means, kol zaman the behemoth is alive, you're not allowed to pull off a limb and eat it. Can't stop pull off the leg of an animal and eat it. That's called Avram and Achai. An Avram, a part of the animal, when it's still alive. The Pasuk says, Lo'etoichal ha-nefeshim ha-boser. Don't eat the behemoth when the nefesh is still there. His cold amount of behemoth is alive, you're not allowed to take out a part of it to eat. Rashi b'yeit ha-nefesh boy. His cold amount of behemoth is alive, and as before you make chitam, you're not allowed to pull off a piece and eat it. But, and this is the issa of Avram and Achai. And the Pasuk says, Loi Toichal, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, according to Rabbi Avuha, whenever the Torah says, Loi Toichal, it means don't eat it and don't have any enjoyment from it, according to Rabbi Avuha. It's even Asa Ba'anoah. So we have a Kashna on Rabbi Avuha. Otanya, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi, the writer, Rabbi Nosanaymir, Minayin Shalo Yoshit Odom Kais Yayin Anozir. How do you know a person is not allowed to hand over a cup of wine to another? Another is also to drink wine. So there's an issue of l'fna'iver, you're not allowed to give wine to another. You're not allowed to cause him to do an aveira. Because the nozir is not allowed to drink wine. See, who are then you're not allowed to give him a kais to show yayin. And who are then the avim and achai l'bnei noyach? How do I know you're not allowed to give an avim and achai? If you have the limb of an animal that came off when you're still alive, you're not allowed to give it to a bnei noyach, means to a goy. Because the goy is also teet avim and achai. This is one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach, not teet avim and achai. You have to first let the animal die, and then you could eat it. Even though a goy doesn't have to have a shechita. A goy is allowed to eat from the meat, even without a shechita, but first the behemoth has to die. If the behemoth is alive, and you pull off a limb from the behemoth, that's called Avim and Achai, it's also for a goy to eat it also. Now the Brisa says, you're not allowed to send an Avim and Achai to a goy. How do I know that? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, well, if nei evil I sit in front of a blind person, don't put a mirshel, don't put a stumbling block in front of him. Here also, since the nazir is also to drink wine, and a goy is not allowed to eat eva menachai, you're not allowed to send it. So it's mashia from the braisa that you can't give it to a goy. Avohol leklovim shari. But if you want to give your eva menachai to a dog, it's mutter. Do you see clearly it's mutter b'ano? This is a kasha contra bavua. The bavua says whenever the Torah says loy toichal, it means it's also b'ano also, and here eva menachai says clearly it's mutter b'ano. Just to a goy you shouldn't give it, because you're being over lifnei iver. Because this is one of his seven mitzvahs. But to give it to a dog, it's mutter.
The Gemara answers not a kasha on Rav Avuah. Shani Eva Menachai, the Iskis Ladam. I tell you, this Issa, this Avera, not Keith Eva Menachai, the Torah says is Doimus of blood. The Pasuk says here, Rak Chazak Levut Yachol Hadam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, and at the end of the Pasuk it talks about Eva Menachai. Yes, Eva Menachai has the same halacha like Dam. Just like by Dam before there's a special Hekish, that blood is like water, just like water is Mutta Bahano, Hu Adin Dam is Mutta Bahano. So the male I know, Eva Menachai is also Mutta Bahano. The male is not a Kashan Chiskiya. The Torah says, the famous here, that it's Mutta Bahano. The Rashi says, the Vilt Yachol Adam, Say for the Kroll, the Tzayichol HaNefesh, means at the end of that passage, it's talking about Eva Menachai. So the Gemara now, on the Chiskiya, according to Chiskiya, he says, whenever the Pasuk says, Lo Tzayichol, it only means an Issur Achila. That's all, you're not allowed to eat it. The only time it means it's also to have no enjoyment from it, is the Pasuk says, like, Lo Yeyochel. It says a special lesson, Lo Yeyochel, that means even Issur HaNor. But just a regular word like Lo Yeyochel or Lo Tzayichol means only Issur Achila. According to Chiskiya, why does the Torah have to say that Eva Menachai is like blood? For what reason? Even if the Torah wouldn't say it's like blood, I would know Eva Menachai is Mutta Bano? Because according to Chiskiya, it's Mutta Bano Lo Tzayichol. Only Lo Yeyochel says it's also Bano. So why does the Torah have to say a special Hekish that blood, that Eva Menachai is like blood? So the Moran says, the Chiskiya, Lamai Hilkosa Iskish Eva Menachai Ladam. Omalach, Chiskiya answers, Dam, who the Yiskish Eva Menachai? The opposite way it is. That the Hilkos Dam is Hekish, we learn out from Din Eva Menachai. What does that mean? Ma Eva Menachai. Also, Av Dam Menachai also. That just like an Avery, not allowed to pull off a limb, off a behemoth, calls the man it's alive, you're not allowed to eat any piece of the animal when the behemoth is alive. Who are Din blood that comes out of a live person or a live animal? Of also Tit Adam. The Yezeh, what type of blood is called coming out of a live animal? The Adam HaKoza. It's called when you give a bloodletting. When you cut the animal that the blood comes out of it, that blood is also teeth. But which type of blood? Sha'anefes yoytsebo. Only the type of the blood that comes, that if that gushes out, he like dies. That's called as nefesh comes out, the shas, this blood is running out. So Rashi explains. So Rashi, v'yezezeh, kloymer, aleze dam minachai osur. Which type of blood that comes out of a live animal, it's osur. Mishum dam, v'yezeh dam hu. Mishum dam, ho dam ha-nefesh tziv. The Pasuk says, dam ha-nefesh mashma, the dam that the nefesh, the soul, comes out with. Al dam ha-kozeh shobeimah, sha-nefesh yoytzeboy. True, when you make a bloodletting, well, the type of blood that he would die from that blood coming out. Now, it says, yesh dalad minedomin. There are four different types of stages of the blood when it comes out of the given animal or cut. Kriyamina b'kritis. B'tchila shreitis. The beginning, it starts just to drip a little bit. Then it starts to shoot out, gush out. Yachakach mashker. Then it gets blacker. V'sleifay, at the end, it starts flowing down, then shreitis. Again, it just drips out a little bit. Is yesh man shein ha-neshomi yoytzebo. The first type of the blood, that he doesn't die from that. There are some type of blood that the neshama, he would die from it. Which type of blood is it considered that the behemoth dies from it? Means when the blood is still gushing out. The time the blood is gushing, that's the blood that the behemoth dies from. So that blood is the chi of koris if you eat it. So in that blood we learn out that not only the behemoth is dead, then it's also the blood, even if the pain is alive, and the blood is dripping out of him, that blood is also awesome. How do I know the blood of a chai is awesome? Because the Torah gave a hekish, dam to Eva Menachai. Just like there's an instant not to pull off a limb off the animal and eat it, but what then when the blood comes out, even though the animal is still alive, it's also the Zechi of Chorus, Tit Adam. Dr. Murray, right. Barei Shor HaNiskel. I have another question now. There's a cloud of Shor HaNiskel. Let's say an ox that killed a man. So Loch Rig is supposed to kill the shor by a skila stoning. The Rachmanom, the Torah says, Lo Yoycha Les Beshorah. The Torah says, don't eat its buster. It's also to eat the meat of a Shor HaNiskel. V'tanya, we look to the Brisa now, Mimash Meshinemar, Sokol Yisokol HaShor. Since the Torah says, you know what you're supposed to do with this ox? You're supposed to stone it. That means throw it off the cliff and then stone it. Is any day she nevela or nevela asura b'achila? I know memelas also teach this animal. You're only allowed to eat an animal if you make a shchita. Here, lechum, you're throwing it off the cliff and stoning it. It had no shchita, so it's a nevela. Shchita also teach. What did the Torah have to say to Pharaoh? Lo yoichel, you're not allowed to eat this meat. Magad lechakos, the pasuk is coming to teach us. Shim shochatu liyachas nigmar dinoi. Let's say first they took this ox to the Bezdin, and Bezdin paskanois, this ox killed somebody, we're mechuyif to kill him. So it's a psak din, we have to kill the shor. Now the Bailam goes first, before the Bezdin kills the shor with skila, the Bailam goes and makes a shchit on his shor. He first shechs the shor. And still I say osir. Still I say it's osati. How do I know that? That's what the pasuk says, lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat the meat. Even if you go and make a shchit on, but since the Bezdin paskanois that this shor is mechuyif skila, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Ain li yela b'achila. You only know it's osir b'achila. V'hano minayim. How do I know you're not allowed to have hanor from this? How do I know it's even also to have hanor? Emi el yisra achila b'hanor minayim. Tamalem, the pasuk says, O Baal HaShor, the owner of this ox, noki, he's clean. What does clean mean? My mashma, Shimon ben Zayim Oimer, ka'odim shermu lechaveru, like somebody tells his friend, yotza ploni nokim lechotzim. This person came out clean without any nechosim. In other words, he's penniless. That's what Pasuk is saying. By this Shor HaNiskol, the violin is Noki, is penniless. He has nothing from this Shor HaNiskol. That's how I know it's also Banor. V'yein li b'hem hanor shoklum. You could have no enjoyment at all from this Shor HaNiskol. That's what the Pasuk is saying. So we say, Taimu, the Kosa Ababar HaShor Noki. Why do we say a Shor HaNok was also to have hanor from? Because the Pasuk says the Feirish, Baal HaShor Noki, that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Dimi lo yoichom, because it's just from the pasuk lo yoichom, you're not allowed to eat it, is Isra Achila Mashma, Isra no lo Mashma. This is a kash on Rabavua. Here it's Mashma, even though the Torah says lo yoichom, it would only mean an Isra Achila, and not an Isra Hano. The reason why we say Shor Niskel Zosir Bano is because the pasuk says Noki. Noki means what? That you have no Hano. Without this, the Pharisee pasuk, I would say it's Mutta Bano. So it's a kash on Rabavua. And the Gemara knows, no mashma. Really, like Rav Avuha says, lo yoichal taka means both. It's also teeth, and it's also to have enjoyment from it also. Taka means both. Yeah, and really, here the pasuk is really lo yoichal, the lashon of the pasuk is. So Rashi says, really here it's a kash, even according to Chizkiyah. But Chizkiyah also said that the lashon lo yoichal means an isra hanov. So here by Baal HaShor, the pasuk says, lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat it by Shor HaNiskol, and still was saying the only reason why Tosa Bano, because it says the Pharisee the word Noki. But if not for the word Noki, I would say it's Mutta Bano. That the Kasha both on the Chizkiyah and on the Bavua. So Gemara says, no, it's not Shver. Li'elam lo yoichal isra achilu v'yisra no mashma. Here lo yoichal means both. It's also to eat and also to have enjoyment from it. Or the Zoya Baal HaShor Noki, what do I need the extra prophet for Baal HaShor Noki that tells us you're clean from this animal, you have no enjoyment? I know it's from the word lo yoichal, that there it is, la nois oirei, hu diyosa. It's coming to teach us that even from the skin of the animal, the Bailam can have no enjoyment. He's not allowed to use the leather, the skin he can't use. The Yitzchak, and I need the second person to tell me this. I would think, lo yoichal es besorik siv. The Pasuk says, by this Shor HaNiskol, this animal that's supposed to be stoned, the Pasuk says, lo yoichal es besorik. Don't eat the meat of it. So I would say, besorik in. You know what's osur even to have any enjoyment? Only the meat of the animal. But oyre loy. But the skin, maybe no, because the Torah only says don't eat or have enjoyment from the meat. But the skin we mash mitzmutter. Shemash mulon. Baal HaShor Noki, tell me even the skin of the animal is also to have enough from. For the Gemara now. So therefore, it's not a kasha on the Bavua or Chizkiyah. For the Gemara, lahanach tanoi. The maskele lahai krol adrosh achrino. The Gemara in Bavakama. Other man diyomim dash in this posik. Baal HaShor Noki for the halochis. It tells you that potter from Chati Koyferim, who is the Mev Lodois, other halachas from Baal HaShor Noki. The Bailam is potter from Chati Koyferim, the Mev Lodois, he doesn't have to pay for the Lodois. By the Zoy, Hanois Oyrim Minolu, how do they know that you're not allowed to have Hanor from the skin of a Shor HaNiskol? The Chur, the Postagoni says, Loi Yochel Es Besaroi. So maybe only the meat is Zosar. How do I know even the skin is Zosar? So the answer is, Nafkulu, those Amoroyim would learn it from, Me Es Besaroi. The Pasuk says, lo yoichal es besorei, an extra word, es. So es means, es hatoful besorei, something that's a toful, like watching the meat. What's a toful to the meat? The skin. So that's the chiddush, even the skin is also wasa banor. For the more viduch, Rabbi, if you don't look at those mandiyomim, the mandiyomim here that wants to say that we dashin bala shonok, the teacher, that even hanois oiri is author, why don't I learn it from the word es? Why do I need an extra word for anoki? Why don't I say from the word es? And the Gemara, vidach es le darish. They don't dashin the word es. They hold es and not extra. In the time that we have a machlokes here, Shimon Ham Suni, V'yamri lo samsei Nechem Yoham Suni. That was his name. Hoya Doiris called Es in Shabbat Torah. Metchila, whenever he had a word in Es in the Torah, it was extra, and he used to say a drush. He would say what it comes to teach us. But then Kiva Shagia, when it came to this pasuk that says the Yes Hashem Ulakecha Tiro Pirish. Here it says you have to have Yira, be afraid of Hashem, and it says Es. So he was Pirish, he said, who is Daima? How could you say you're supposed to fear Hashem and somebody else also? There's nobody like Hashem. So since here the word S can't mean anything else, can't mean to Bamava, he was Chayzer, he retracted all the droshes he said from the word S. As this S here is a Raya, S doesn't have to be extra. Omulo Tamidus or Tamidim Eskin, Rebbe, Kolesin Shadorashto, Mateleim, all the droshes, the Torah that you said on all the Eskin, what are you going to do with them now? Omlem, he answered back, Kishem Shekibalti Schavala Drisha. When I said the drush, I thought that was the emesek of pshat. So when you learn Torah, as long as you're working to understand the pshat, you get schar for that. So avad, I got schar for making the drush. Because when I was learning, that was my learning. Kach, the same way now. Ani mekabel schavala prisha. The same way now that now I see I was wrong. I see from the posik Es Hashem Lekechatiro, that it says the word Es, and you can't be marred by anybody else. There's nobody else like Hashem. So you see, the word S doesn't mean anything extra. So what then all over? I retract myself now. I don't dash in the word S. So the kashta came in the master crew like, you're wasting your time. The answer, no, I'm not wasting my time. I got schar then, that was limit ha-teira. And when you see you make a mistake, you retract yourself, that's also teira. So everything I did was right. That's the way he heals. So the Mar says, Achabor Rabbi Kiva. Until Rabbi Kiva came, Vidoresh, he dashed in the word S. It says, Es Hashem, L'kecha Tira, L'rabas Talmidei Chachamim. That even Talmidei Chachamim also you have to have Yira from. In the same way you're supposed to have Yira from Hashem, from a Talmidei Chachamim also you should have Yira from. So it's good. According to Rabbi Kiva, we do dash in the word Es. But according to the first man, the Yomer, we don't dash in the word Es. According to Shimon Hamsuni, Rastachem Hamsuni, you don't dash in the word Es. But according to him, it comes out good. Bala Shonaki has come to tell us that even the skin is also Banor, and for the word Es the Surah, he doesn't dash in at all. So Mele Shoran Iskla is not a kasha according to either, according to Chizkiya, or according to Rabavua. But there's more another kasha though. Varei Orlo. There's an Iskla the Torah when you have a tree that gives off fruit. The first 3 years that the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. The first 3 years that it's growing, it's called Orlo, the fruit is Orlo, it's also to eat. The Rachamon Omer the Torah says, Arelim Layochel. You're not allowed to eat Orlo the first 3 years. But Tanya, so the Brisa says, Arelim Layochel, you're not allowed to eat Orlo the first 3 years. From this pasuk, I would just say it's also to have achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Minayin, how do I know? You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from these fruits that grew the first 3 years. What does that mean? You cannot dye your clothing. Let's say you grew some fruit that you use the skin of it or the fruit, the juice itself, for dye. You're not allowed to use that dye to dye your clothing. Let's say you have an olive tree that gives off oil. You're not allowed to use that oil to burn with. How do I know that even this is also banor? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, V'yaraltem or losoi, areilem lo yoichel. It says 3 times the word orlo. It is the rabbi says kulam. He's come to tell me 3 chidushim here. That one chidush is lo yitzcha boy, you can't dye your begodim. Another one is lo yadlik boy, you can't burn the shemen. And the third one is tam, it's also banor. So Tosfos asked the question, why do you need all 3 drushes for a chorb pshita? If you tell me all of these terrorists the first 3 years, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, so pshita, you can't beat survey, you can't die, you begodim, or you can't burn it. So Tosfos says no, that it's not so much enjoyment. Sevilla, what are you doing? You're just dyeing your clothing. The real enjoyment is you're wearing your clothing, the warmth of the clothing. From that, the oil is not giving you any enjoyment. It's only chazusa that it looks nice. Chazusa, just the fact it looks nice, I would think that's not called enjoyment. So I need a pasuk to tell me even that's author. And the same thing, you're not allowed to burn the oil. Why, luchuri, having hanor? The Tosfos says also, I would think that's not called having hanor. I would think when it's burning, it's considered like first the fire is burning up the oil as if the oil is not here. And the heat that comes up, that's coming by itself, not from the oil itself. So I would think it's mutter to burn the oil to have hanor from. Kamashba on a separate pasuk, even that's also hanor. But our core point of the kasher is, how do we know that Orla is also Bano? Because a pasuk says three times Orla. Bi'aralteim or Losfa in Arelim. So you see, you need a special pasuk to say it's also Bano. So the kasher is according to Mavua. Why? According to Mavua, now the Torah says, Lo Yechal, and automatically means in Yisra Hano. What do I need new psukim here for? The Torah says, time with the cost of Rachmanov, Bi'aralteim or Losfa in Arelim. If not for these three psukim, how about mina israchilo mashma, israno le mashma? Because mashma cloth is only us to keep and not to have enjoyment. There's no isra to enjoyment. So this is the kash according to Mavua. According to Mavua, he holds it's the pasuk lo yoichel itself means there's an isra hanu involved. So where it is like this, lo yoichel lo yoichel mashma ben israchilo ben israno. There's no kash in Mavua. Really, lo yoichel means both. Torah says don't eat it. Don't eat it, like we said yesterday, means don't have any enjoyment from it. Now, what's the biggest type of enjoyment you have from food? That's eating. That's what the Torah said, don't eat it. It's just another way to say don't have any enjoyment from it. Really, lo yoicha means don't enjoy it. Don't enjoy it. So the question is then, what do I need to perish a plastic here by all the tzasa banor? Shikra tzasa banor. The Torah says, lo yoicha. But there it is, v'shani yosem, all is different. The Echtiv, the plastic says, lochem. It says, by all the perish is lochem. So I would think lachem means it's for you, you're allowed to eat it. I would say, like the Torah is saying, specifically here, you are allowed to eat it. To mashman, these tzukim, no, it's also bano. So b'zoi v'yitzrach, the Torah says, no, I need it. No, I need an extra, I need this pasuk. Salkudah, the Gemara, I would think, hoyu because of lachem. Since the pasuk says that these parents, all lachem, belong to you, shelachem yehei, I would say it means it's yours, means you could have enjoyment from it. It's mutatav anor from it. Kamashvalon, that's why I need these three psukim of Orla to say no, it's even us of Anu. Because Imara Naviela Hashtag, the Chsiv Hanach Roi, Lachem Lomli, now it's a kasha though. Once we have these three psukim to tell us that Orla is also Banu, why does the Torah say, Lachem, that these fruits that grow the first 3 years is yours? What do you mean it's yours? It's not yours. It's also to have enjoyment out of it. Of course, it's not called yours. Why does the Torah say, Lachem? Then the Gemara of the rabbis come to tell us a new Chiddush. As Hanatuya Rabin, even if this tree was not grown for private usage, right? So